Welcome back to this River in Second part of
Part 2
Big Brother Australia podcast.
Locked and loaded. Right, we're on the third episode of the week now.
I better do the uploading this week. You had a bit of a mare, didn't you, last week? With the episodes coming up back to front.
Oh, God. It's my computer. It's so slow.
Yeah, we need to start a GoFundMe to get you a new computer.
God, it's like a snail. That computer used to be, do you remember, my pride and joy.
It still is, like, in many ways.
No, it's falling to pieces.
Yeah, but you're still quite precious about it.
No, I'm not. I'm not precious like I used to be. I used to be very precious about it.
Yeah, like, oh, mind that water by my computer.
Yeah, but that's a fair comment, isn't it? Anyway, so in this final episode of the week, Taras was singing. What was he singing? Please stop singing.
Was he?
Yeah.
Don't know.
Drew has been pushed over the edge, i.e. bitching in the diary room as usual.
It's his sixth nomination.
Why did Taras say he wasn't going to vote for Drew? Drew said, it makes you look like an idiot. I don't give a fuck, but far out, it makes you look stupid.
Far out.
Far out. Don't you think far out sounds like something a kid would say, not a grown person?
I like it. It's cute. It's nice to have your own turn of phrase.
Mm.
It does sound quite like, yeah, something you get picked up in childhood, maybe.
Yeah.
Taras? Oh, yeah. I'd rather... Drew said, I'd rather you say nothing.
Mm.
Did you say that? Shut your mouth, say less, do less. Isn't that Drew's t-shirt?
Oh, problem child.
Do less.
Oh, that's, yeah,
the one that he wears on the eviction.
Riot, problem child, do less. Want to be edgy. Mm.
Johnson is having a superfan gasm at baking with Reggie in the kitchen.
Mm. He said he was in awe of his idols. Stop evicting them then, I said.
Yeah, quite. Either Tim or Reggie could win. Again, do I take an OG to the end?
Mm.
Well, honestly, Johnson, if you do, you won't win.
No.
Will he?
No.
He might win against OGs. Because he's...
New Gs, you mean?
No, he's, I do mean that. newbies. Not OGs. But,
Why are you so fucked? We've only had one bottle
of
wine.
It's been a long week.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, maybe it's the antihistamine you gave me.
Oh, is it something you do, Lally?
It's just like the... The Ooh. Booze and the antihistamine have combined.
Antihistamine.
And I'm drowsy now.
Oh, no.
Do they not make you drowsy?
I don't think so. Didn't say make you drowsy.
It would make sense if I was horizontal halfway through that last podcast.
Oops.
I came over so bunged up and Lindsay said, take this little tablet. She accidentally slipped me the wrong one.
You can end up in a body bag if you're not careful.
Oh, Jesus. Just from the poisoned water from the local Tesco.
God, you're doomed to fail today. So, Reggie said, keep me in if you want a good show.
To who? The diary room?
I don't know. It was when Johnson said about evicting them.
Oh. Okay.
Tim is constantly eating an apple, I noticed.
And Reggie.
Yeah, apples.
Reggie was eating an apple in that laundry as well.
God, wow. How many apples?
Where are they getting the apples from?
God. Apples are very expensive these days. And they are.
Most things are.
Rather overpriced for just something I don't even want to eat in the first place.
Yeah, you think they should be like 60p a bag though, which
I
is very unrealistic.
Like, apples should be like 10p, don't you think?
It's just like such effort has to go into growing it, transporting it, picking it, cleaning it, packaging it.
What is this? I'm not, you know.
The economy we live in.
Oh, God. So now we're onto the panic room.
I've written laughable quote of the week.
Mm.
No, note of the week. It better be passable this time.
Ah, Tim said, it has to be passable, otherwise you're just sadistic. Big Brother said, how would the house react if there are no punishments? And Drew said, favourably. Hey, Drew's got a funny turn of phrase. Yeah, Big Brother, favourably. There's things no one would ever say. So, JC picked Brenton and Estelle to go in.
Or as I like to call them, apricot chicken.
Oh, yeah, they go together like apricot chicken.
What do you think about putting apricots with your chicken?
Oh,
for or against?
A bit of lemon on the chicken, I don't mind. But I don't like apricots, so...
You haven't tried them 30 times, have you?
No. Not even once. Is it nice, apricot chicken?
I don't know if I've had apricot chicken. You do put apricots in a tagine sometimes.
Mm. I don't know what that is.
It's a Moroccan way of cooking.
It sounds like a bit 80s apricot chicken, don't you think?
Oh, like cheese and pineapple.
Like something your mum would have at an old 80s party.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
My auntie used to cook this dish, right? And we used to call it pork and poo. Because the sauce just looked like poop.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I think it might... There was pork and poo. And then there was chocolate chicken.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh.
When there was a little, like, boom of, like, cooking with chocolate.
Oh, God.
And, like, using it in sauces and stuff. And that is a thing, like, in Mexican cooking, a bit of chocolate does go in quite commonly.
Yeah.
But I thought, like... We got wind of it over here. Chefs started to go a bit crazy with it, like chocolate sauce on chicken. It's not really...
What did it taste like?
It was all right. I think it was slightly spiced as well.
Oh, no.
But,
Have the chicken, have the chocolate afterwards.
Yeah, I think keep it separate, I think.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah, silo those flavours.
So, Brendan and Estelle went in, and...
Estelle is already saying she's terrified of snakes before, because Brendan's predicting there's going to be, like, cockroaches and stuff.
But they went into the room, and there's all these snakes in there, but they're all rubber. Who cares? I'm not scared of no rubber snake. I ain't afraid of no ghost. Big River said, your task is simple. We do like to do elongated...
Yeah.
Like when there's a snake on the loose in the paper and they write it like that.
Do they?
Yeah, it's so good. I like it. Brenton is so stupid he can't count, is my next statement.
So you can't move the snakes and you can't write in the sand either.
I was wondering why they weren't moving them. Okay, I must have missed that.
Against the rules. Which is a bit mean because previously you've been allowed to write things down.
Yeah, but there was hardly any snakes in there compared to how many chocolate sweeties or whatever there was in there.
No, but they didn't have any writing implements, but...
No, but they could put them in a pile kind of thing. Whereas the snakes, you can't.
Oh, wait, you could never write anything down. I'm just getting confused with the one where all the numbers are written on the wall. You couldn't write, could you?
No. So, what does a snake do again?
It's that thing with the tongue.
Anyway, a little cat flap opened up in the wall, and what do you know? In comes...
The flaps are so weird, just like paper hanging off the wall, wasn't it?
And I would have been examining that when I first went in the room.
Very long snake came out, didn't it?
I'm not scared of snakes, but that snake did that look kind scary of scary, one. Didn't it?
Because it had that, like, very shiny head.
Yeah.
And then it... the sort of, like, black part was just a straight line. And then it went to, like... brown.
Yeah,
black,
it looks kind of cool, stripes. Actually. It's kind of cool looking.
Obviously not poisonous, but it looked scary.
Yeah, it did look scary. And then they go to Estelle, like, oh, what do they say, stand still or something?
Yeah, she's like, why?
Yeah.
She didn't see it for quite some time, to be fair. And they were watching, weren't they, from the living room, the housemates. Because Reggie started getting a bit emotional.
Oh, yeah, and Tim went, oh, it's an olive python. Tim's like the snake expert.
Snake whisperer.
We know from his love of Bindi Irwin that he's a keen fan of nature.
Oh, has he got love for Bindi Irwin?
Yeah, don't you remember that? In the first season, he was, like, obsessed with Bindi Irwin and he fancied her even though she was a child.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Fancied her?
Yeah, sort of.
What do you mean she was a child?
He was saying, like, oh, I'm going to marry her and shit, and then she sent him a video message.
Oh, God. I obviously have a lot to go.
Different times, isn't it?
Somebody did pair on Drag Race, I'm sure.
Oh. So the snake then I think started laying eggs or something was going on. What was that?
Well, I suppose the snakes don't poo, do they? Is that the new all reindeers are female?
No, snakes have to poo. If you eat, you can't
just consume
right?
and just hold it in. You'd eventually just pop.
Yeah.
I think it was pooing. You thought it was laying eggs?
I thought it was laying eggs, but it looked green. I'm not
you know,
sure.
Snakes have like eggs with shells on.
Oh.
I think, don't they? Yeah, reptiles do, like, shelled eggs, don't they?
Right.
Like a little chicken egg, but it's a snake one.
Like in Jurassic Park.
Yes.
See?
I haven't seen the new one yet, and I'm really sad.
Oh, why?
Because my friend let me down. I got a friend who's, like, my Jurassic Park friend, and we were going to go, right, and watch it on, like, the best screen.
Yeah.
And she was being all flaky, and then she never came through with a date. And she said she couldn't go because it was the anniversary of her nan's death.
Who cares?
Exactly. Your nan wanted you to go see Jurassic Park. Yeah, you love it.
Nans die. That's the natural order of things.
Yeah, and now I'm just left in the lurch with a boyfriend that hasn't seen it. I need him to catch up. I haven't got the time. Be out of the cinema by the time I get there.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Yeah, and that's in it too.
You're going to be like my mum, like not able to download the ticket, not able to work out where to buy the tickets and looking for a leaflet in there. Do you remember that story I told you last week? Oh, that's a shame. Just go on your own. I'd just go on my own if it was something I really wanted to see.
I could do that.
I've been to a gig on my own before.
Me too.
You could go to cinema on your own.
Yeah, I could.
Fuck them off. Go put your Jurassic Park trainers on and hop down there. Yeah,
and my hoodie.
Yeah, go on. You need no one holding you back. No. Go down there on your own and enjoy your goddamn self. You have more fun than trying to force Dan to watch all those before. That's true. He doesn't want to do that.
He doesn't really, right.
Take your ass down there yourself.
And the thing is, this is the culmination, right? So you need to know what came before.
Yeah, of course. I know what came before. One, the first good film with the T-Rex. Three, that one in the aeroplane made me never want to watch it again. Four or five, I don't know. That one with Chris Pratt in, that was a bit shit. There you go. I know what happened. Am I wrong?
The one with Chris Pratt's quite good. The second one is bad.
It was okay. Oh, I didn't watch the second one. One was enough.
It's terrible.
Yeah, absolute shit. The first one's good, though. No, what does the music go like?
Anyway, snakes must poo.
Snakes on a plane.
So the guess was 193 snakes. Mm,
they slithered back to the lounge room, just like Kevin Robert Martin slithering around the BB Can 5 house.
He said they slithered back. What? Oh, it's the foxes.
Oh.
Jesus.
Keep it down, boys and girls. Could just be boys, you never know. No.
It's the girl.
Wouldn't be so painful, but it would still involve the evil fox. Dick prong. With the spikes.
I don't think they're doing anal with it.
Well, you never know. To mix it up, innit? Yeah, 193, I guess. And what do you know?
Far out. Do you believe it?
No. But
neither do I.
I said, I bet they're going to get it this time. Sure enough, they did. Did you think that?
It was going that way.
I think Big Brother wanted to prove, they are passable.
But it's... Even it's though the a other farce. Ones, wasn't. All of it could have been 181 of them, and they'd still pass them. I think at this point, I don't like Big Brother lying to us all.
Liar. So they won a prize, which was
the picnic.
A picnic in the garden.
Can we trust that picnic in the garden though?
What flies?
No, just usually in this scenario, some shit happens. Oh,
something's gonna happen. Like a truck's gonna come in and run it over. I thought the
picnic, or intruders gonna come in.
I thought the picnic looked like it didn't have much food there. It's a bit tight. I thought for all of them. Did you think that? Like, oh, God.
A few slivers of cold meat.
Slivers. Drew was annoyed with Estelle, but why? Question mark. Did you catch that? Did you get that telling?
He's calling Estelle a walking contradiction.
Mm.
She says she's a harp player, but she's playing with her mind.
Oh.
Is this where they start to get annoyed about Estelle locking Reggie in the cupboard?
Yeah, exactly that. Estelle was playing for herself, they said. Well, good. Why can't you play for yourself in the house?
But it's not, it's even. Not a team game. It's not just for herself. It's for the OGs, but... Drew was telling Johnson and Gabby that Estelle hid Mum in the dark so she can't think for herself.
She can't think for herself anyway, bless her. Johnson said, Reggie told me she was going to put a point on me because she was told to by Estelle.
Reggie told Johnson that. There you go then.
Drew said she'd drag us across hot coals for saying it's morally and ethically wrong. But yet she's allowed to do it.
Is it against the Human Rights Convention, United Nations?
Look, what's worse, Brenton dragging Drew out of that sandy hole, or Estelle locking Reggie? We need to do a Twitter poll.
In the laundry room
and controlling her mind with a vote. Tell us, listeners, which is worse.
Oh, I've written the picnic as a nice spread. Yeah, she's a walking paradox, apparently, said Drew about Estelle.
God.
Why does Big Brother have to ruin everything?
Oh, with the questions.
You see? Told you it couldn't just be a nice picnic.
No, of course not.
What questions did they ask?
Shit stir, I put. The old shit stir task.
Can Brenton beat Drew and Taras in the challenge? Is that one of the questions?
Yeah, I think so. Brenton said, if it's anything to do with my brain, I think ... no, because I'm thick. Oh, yeah, he's pretending still... to be a fit card, isn't he?
Well, you're not exactly smart, is it?
No, I don't have to pretend too hard, do you? Drew called Taras a liar. What was this about?
Drew said, no, Big Brother said, Drew, what do you think Taras's weaknesses are?
Mm.
He said, a polygraph machine.
Ooh. That wouldn't be Taras's weakness, but...
This is kryptonite.
Yeah. My England kryptonite.
Reggie was just fixing the washing machine.
And then Drew, I've got lit up a stealth spot that she locked Reggie in the laundry.
Yeah. Didn't she speak up as she was fixing it?
Mm. Johnson was giving it the let me finish treatment here.
Oh, Johnson versus Estelle, I need you to explain this to me.
Oh, God.
Now they're even Stevens. What's going on here?
Because Estelle got rid of, what's his face? Joel, whatever the hell he was called.
Yeah.
Then it was Operation Vengeance.
Uh-huh.
Then since then, they've put each other an equal amount of times.
Okay.
I think that was...
They are kind of at odds with one another, aren't they? Yeah. Estelle said, Johnson thinks it's solely me that put him up. This is because Reggie said to Johnson, Estelle told me to put a point on
you. And Reggie, once again, proof that Reggie does need to be locked in that laundry room at all times.
Never mind the laundry, send her to the diary room. Mm. That's got a door on it that locks. Just get us going there and talk about how much you miss the kids or ask to see the psychologist or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tim was loving the argument between Estelle and Johnson, I've said.
I've written that he's agog that Estelle is controlling Reggie's vote. Never mind planting seeds.
Do you think this was a bit rich from Tim?
Of course it is.
Considering Tim literally controls who votes every week. Tim's like...
I think forcing someone to vote a certain way is a little bit more controlling than my tactics.
I don't think so. Fucking Pock calling kettle black right here, I think. Tim said Estelle was just using you to Reggie. Oof. That's not true. And then they were saying about Estelle being on a moral high horse. Not that moral high horse.
Oh, there's a lot of mention of that.
It's annoying, isn't it?
Does Drew have a bald patch?
Yes. Drew needs to wash his hair, I've got here. So there was a lot of Drew's hair. Anything? Thoughts. Hold on, Tim said...
Tim versus a spell.
Planting a seed versus telling someone what to do is different.
Mm.
No, it's not different. Tim does way worse than that. Reggie goes, oh, I think this has backfired on me. But it didn't really backfire on Reggie. It more backfired on Estelle, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Estelle said 100%. In the diary room, we're fighting within our alliance rather than fighting the other alliance. That's been the problem the whole show.
It really has. Actually, I was going to say Estelle's been the only constant one, but then...
Yeah, what about...
She did a crappy vote for HOH, didn't she? So apart from that, she's probably been the most strong and stable.
And at least she can win a comp or two, although she hasn't won one for quite a while.
Well, glad a week off after all that groin strain.
Well, oh yeah, and the burning weeing yourself. So... Drew is bitching with Tim and Gabby.
Mm-hmm.
Brent and Taras are planning to sabotage Drew. Oh, if the comp is something they can gang up on Drew, that's what they're going to do. The second chance comp. I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with that either. It's not See, fair, Brenton is it? Set a precedent for dirty play.
Brenton.
Foul play.
Dirty player.
What was the comp? Did we even get to
it? Was, he had to climb up a filing cabinet. And collect the flag. First the storage units, now the filing cabinet. Right.
Sorry, look, I really was incensed by this. Look, this is why cheating should be punished.
Oh my God.
I've written it in capitals. Letters. I need it to be aired. I don't agree with the sabotage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Listen, it's a sabotage.
The filing cabinet of doom, I've
written.
Oh,
there you go. See?
There's a lot more heat when you fly closer to the sun, said Taras.
Ooh.
So they had to build out of these... drawers of a filing cabinet, a house of cards.
Mm. But that didn't make sense, did it? It
wasn't a house of cards, really.
No, a house of drawers, if anything.
It's just a tower, and you've got to climb up a rope ladder to do it.
Before the comp kicked off, Big Brother said to Drew, have you considered whenever you're about to do anything, doing the exact complete opposite? Ouch. So then what happened during this challenge?
Well...
Gabby was cheering for Taras at one point, which... perturbed me.
Oh. Maybe she's just the equal opportunities cheerer.
Mm.
So, Drew started off with a strong lead, didn't he? Mm. So he had to take those things, pile them up on the side and build a tower up. But not very stable, I wouldn't thought, to stand on the top. Mm. And then jump off it to get those flags as well. Mm. It was such slightly sort of like... because of the position of the bungee cord, you were almost certain...
to knock it out all over.
A lot of your tower? Yeah. Brenton completed his house of cards and then he jumped and got the first flag, right?
Did you notice Brenton's bulge?
Yes. Is it only Brenton that was bulging? Yeah. Jimmy looked like he wasn't packing much. I've noticed that before. Never mind Billy, big bollocks. Brenton, big bollocks.
Despite me saying last week, Drew had big dick energy, I've never seen much sign of Drew's package over the years.
Mm.
And Tim, too, looks like Action Man down there. But Brenton, fucking hell, looks like he's got an apple or two down there. Gotta have something going for him, isn't he?
I think it's mostly balls, though, don't you?
Oh, no. No one wants that.
Because it was very, like, full. Voluptuous. Oh. No one wants all that.
Ew, but where's the dick then?
Just nestling above. Oh. And the pillows of the balls below.
Oh no. That's more information than I need. Brenton was miles ahead. Taras jumped, missed, knocked his tower over, and lost his shoes.
Yeah.
Eesh.
The way Big Brother said that was funny. And Dan was like, he's also now got, like, sand all in his sock.
Oh, no. Old man Drew is knackered. Did you notice this? Drew was just, like, looking at Brenton, like, waiting for Brenton to win.
He literally wrote that as well. He was giving it up.
Yeah, it's like...
Drew wants to give up.
It did look hard, though, didn't it?
It was pretty grueling.
Yeah.
Because you have to hold your weight on the ladder and carry that draw thing up as well.
Mm. The house of cards.
Brenton won.
Oh, I really want Brenton to go. He's just nothing. Just go away. Go home to your boring wife and fuck off and your massage gun and go away. Go away.
He'll be in the final.
Oh, God. Taras said, I definitely think I'm on the chopping block. Yeah, no shit, mate. You've been on the chopping block for a couple of days now.
Do you remember Big Brother's advice?
No.
It was a bit of a throwback to BB Cat.
Oh, God.
Hustle.
Oh, remember, hustle.
Hustle housemates, house guests.
I remember that. Drew said, I do my best work in the eviction room. Do you? I still think Taras will go, I've said here. Wrong.
Can we just reflect on Drew being much better TV? Stuff like that, I think he's really come into his own by himself.
Yeah. Drew's always been quite funny and entertaining.
I've enjoyed him a lot more, and I've enjoyed him having the freedom to, like, play on being Drew on Big Brother.
Mm.
Like you said, the little responses he has to Big Brother.
Yeah.
He likes it.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish he hadn't gone. I wish Charlie hadn't gone.
Me too.
It's Big Brother, isn't it? This is what happens. We should be used to this feeling. Disappointment.
Taras is manipulating Reggie with fake tears.
Oh, I like that.
Do you?
Yeah, it's entertaining, isn't
it? No, I don't.
And Johnson, he was.
Yeah. He said, oh, such gratitude for meeting you. It's been my absolute honour.
Oh, come on.
Johnson believing that.
Taras said, they're all going to come crawling to Daddy T. Ooh. Daddy T.
Daddy T. Daddy T. Daddy T is Tim.
Drew has been crunching the numbers.
Has he?
And said, this is mine to lose tonight. I did think it was his to lose.
That means he's
indeed
a shoe in, though.
Yeah, like, he should win. So if he loses, something's afoot. Should have kept Tully in, then she could have voted for you, I wrote here.
Correct.
Foreshadowing.
Taras telling Tim he wants to work with him.
Mm.
Tim can't be trusted either.
Tim said, there's something direct about Drew. With Taras, you just don't know. And Estelle was
wavering. The point being Taras should go, no?
Yeah. Estelle was wavering. I was thinking, is it better?
Was she really, though?
No, I thought it was better The Devil You Know with Drew than Taras, the OG, right? The newbie, right?
Yeah, didn't she even say that? Someone said that.
Yeah. Alicia wants Drew out, or does she? Question mark.
Oh, God.
I hate Alicia. Go away. Taras is doing fake ass crying again.
She says that she's got his back.
Hmm.
Sorry.
What about the mainframe?
Yeah, exactly. She says she's got Drew's back, but in the diary room, she said the complete opposite. She wants to blindside him.
Oh, fuck you, Alicia.
What's this? Tim said, if us three are doing it, Taras, then it's done. That's Reggie, Estelle, and Tim. They said they'd got it sorted.
Yeah, I didn't ever
Reggie,
doubt that.
Reggie, Estelle, and Tim.
Yeah.
If they chose Taras, he's gone. So why didn't he go?
I don't know. Let's see. Tim voted to save Drew. He always was going to.
Have the nominations out. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Drew's gone.
I forgot where we were.
Simple. Cameraman zoomed in a very odd manner when they were talking in the garden, did you see?
Oh, panic zoom, was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, jerky.
The panic zoom.
Welcome to the panic zoom. Drew said, Alicia, do I have you? And Alicia went, hmm? That's never a good sign, is it? Mm. Hmm? What?
Mm. Oh, when have Drew... What was it? Reggie said something like, oh, when's the... Drew and
someone oh, yeah. Come back. Oh, it, yeah, when Jules Alicia? Was campaigning, yeah. So next I've got is the eviction room.
I just deleted my notes.
Oops.
Tim, actually, no, I didn't.
Tim has never been in the chair, the purple chairs. Oh, yeah, Sonia pointed this out. Tim, you've never been in the purple chairs. And Tim went, oh, nor is Brenton. Sold him out like that. I like that. Go on, what have you got? Sonia's outfit?
Yeah.
Back to the asymmetric.
Asymmetrical off the shoulder.
Mm.
Crushed velvet.
Mm.
It's a very tight look.
She loves that.
She never slips.
She loves it.
You say that about Arissa as well.
Mm. Actually, Arissa does like an asymmetric dress.
Sonia. Sonia's the best. One of the best dressed presenters on telly.
I wonder if it is a Big Brother thing, because I could picture Julie Chen in an asymmetric dress as well. And I could picture Emma Willis in an asymmetric dress. Mm. And Davina. She used to have that asymmetric fringe. Don't tell me she never had an asymmetric dress.
Fringe?
Yeah, she used to have a fringe like that.
No, she did. Yeah,
she did. When she used
Dawn
to
do... French.
Yeah, she did when she used to do MTV Dance Floor Challenge.
Oh, before my time.
Yeah,
Time. Oh, yeah, you're right.
I know she... even I know BB, I'm
even
right.
Probably BB1, actually.
I know I'm right. That's why I said it.
Always in the right, always in the right. Sonia basically like posed Brenton a question and he basically had nothing to say and everyone just laughed at him. Taras is pointing out that everyone apart from... yeah, Tim has been in the chairs. Mm. If this is a tie, JC would evict Drew. This is bad.
You've called it.
I did call it.
What about the lotto results coming up at this point?
Oh, where are they?
Yeah, they were there. Call,
did they?
Yeah, they were away. There. The disrespect.
Did my numbers come up?
not this time.
Drew wanted to unpack his suitcase and have a week off and I've written me too.
Now, Drew gave a very stirring speech here. He gave consent for the other housemates to use him anytime they want as a squeeze vote.
Gun for hire?
He said, I should. Yeah, basically. He said, I'll sit here so you don't have to. Let me be your hangman. Ooh, Drew's got very... Drew's been watching a lot of westerns or something. What's going on?
Also, what about hopes, dreams? Hopes and dreams, love and light. They will let you down.
Is that, who said that?
Drew.
Is that your tattoo of the week?
Yeah, might as well be. It's a bit faute. Love and light. What is it? 90% love and light. 10% oh, yeah. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, yeah. Well remembered. So when Drew said this, Gabby said, pet him then.
To whoever was on that side of it, and then to the one on the other side too.
Russian roulette, someone said it was like. Not the old Russian roulette.
Oh, shout out Darren Brown.
Tim gave another Tim gave another callback here. Tim's really on the nostalgia.
Did he? Chemistry.
Yeah. He said, I know you said, I said you were riding on my coattails. This was in season 10. He said, oh, I think it's time to get rid of Drew. I want to break up the band. He's been riding on my coattails for weeks. Uh-huh. He said, like, I'm the lead singer and he's just the guitarist and he needs the guy. Sorry, I got those lines. But yeah, Tim was obviously kind of like acknowledging that he said this.
What did he say?
He said, I know I said you were riding on my coattails.
Oh.
But he's like changed his mind basically. Sonia said, Reggie, you're always a staunch OG.
Oh, I don't know what staunch means. What does that mean? Old?
Reggie is now starting to look out for her own game.
I like the way Reggie goes, oh yeah, but you know, Sonia, this defied thing, it's not really anymore. The most, honestly, the most hardline OG
bollocks,
you've ever met.
Yeah, absolutely.
Taking
bollocks.
Our housemates before, taking our OGs before our intruders. Nah, Sonia. She has got a bit of game in her.
Yeah, she said she wants to look out for her own game now. She needs to do what she needs to do to help her kids. I was like, yes, go on, girl, play that card.
I think she means it. Mm. I think when it comes down to it, she hasn't got the gumption.
No, she hasn't got the brains, unfortunately. Although, I do love you, Reggie. Tim wants to vote strategically. Brenton said, Drew pitched perfectly. Beautiful.
Who said that? Brenton?
Brenton, oh,
yeah.
Didn't
he? He did pitch perfectly.
Mm. I predict a landslide for Drew, I put here.
To go?
No, to stay.
Stay.
Oh, God, I've got this so wrong. Mm. Go on, what else?
What's this? Something about Alicia. She don't want to cook for herself every night.
Oh, fuck Alicia. Fuck off.
All right.
Well, Alicia and Brenton can just go away. Who's your worst? Who's your worst people?
Brenton.
What about JC?
Oh.
JC, Alicia, Brenton, and Johnson
Pie. What I will say is...
Oh, Gabby as well. Oh, there's so much Deadwood, that's the issue.
Yeah, but if you compare to last year, yeah. It's nothing compared to that.
Oh, yeah.
But Mitch 2. Mitch 1, Mitch 2.
Mitch 3.
Who else? Yeah.
Oh, God, I can't even remember. Charlotte. So boring.
Was it in Charlotte?
Yeah, the fashion designer.
Yeah. And other non-memorable people just...
Mm. So non-memorable, there, taking up space. Even remember them.
And really, the only one there just taking up space, I'd say, is probably JC.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Alicia's done something. Johnson's done something. Gabby, has she done something? Barely.
Ish. Barely. In that she's not gone with the flock of the newbies and has basically had a mind of her own.
Yeah.
The only thing JC really is relevant for is Lara and Lulu ganging up on him in that competition.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
That was good. And he did have a great comeback in that comp. But, like...
What about his rapping?
No.
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 It's a no from us.
I just don't think the poor guy has developed a personality yet.
No. You don't need to develop a personality when you look like that.
But you do. Because,
no,
like,
you don't.
Where do you go beyond you're pretty?
Well, you just get laid a lot and probably just have an easy life. Jack's okay. Singing upstairs. Please stop singing.
Well, I suppose that sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds alright, doesn't it? You don't need a brain, just... I would swap having a brain looking fantastic and just having an easy life.
I got the vote.
Go on.
I think I got all the votes written down as well, because it was...
How?
Well, it was an even split, wasn't it? So it was easy to work out.
Yeah.
So, Taras... had votes from.
Mm.
That means to go, doesn't it? Remember, you're voting to go.
You're writing your things.
Of course it does. Tim voted to us out.
Yeah.
Reggie.
Yeah.
Gabby.
Yeah.
And Estelle.
Yeah.
Drew was voted out by Johnson.
Mm.
Brenton.
Yeah.
JC and Alicia.
Yeah.
So.
Mm.
Really. Everyone voted as they should. Right?
Yeah.
The OGs stuck together.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's that they fucked up the HOH vote that's come to bite them on the arse now.
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
Okay, everyone's in line now. We sorted it.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. We fucked it up previously down the line and there's no saving anyone.
Also, they're in line now. Bollocks. They'll fuck up again next week. I can guarantee you that. And Alicia, Johnson, JC and Brenton are tight.
Yeah. Impenetrable. Alicia, JC and Johnson.
And who's the other one? Brenton. I don't know where Brenton lies, actually.
I thought Brenton was sliding up with Drew at one point, didn't
he? Yeah, I don't know. Well, Drew's gone now, so... what was this? Hold on. So JC decided, Drew was just like... You could tell he was like, oh my God, I'm good, weren't he?
Yeah, he could tell.
Yeah. Tim said, when Drew left, I would have voted for you to win, to Drew.
Tim said when Drew left, I would have voted for you to win.
Yeah,
what, on the
Drew.
Outside, on the phone?
Yeah, I think so. But what was this? Tim said, you either play that game and win it, or Big Brother plays you.
No idea.
That sounds like... Oh, I know what this was.
Is he saying it to Drew?
Yeah, no. Oh, God. So confusing.
Yeah. Is it a tweet?
No. We watched the BB Can 5 finale. Ooh. Tim came on and did the jury questioning.
He was the head of the jury.
We were like, oh my God, it's Tim. We like, couldn't believe it. He looked so different. Anyway, this is what Tim said to the jury. He said, you either play that game and win it, or Big Brother plays you. And I thought, ooh, we want to see if this unfolds this season. Don't you think that's a good line?
Yeah.
Kind of beautiful, really, isn't it? That should be the tale of
gorgeous.
The week.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, so it was nice to see Tim. He looked young, he didn't have a beard. It was like, he was there, stirring shit up, hugging Ica. Can you believe it?
Oh, for BB Can 5,
he came back. And Nikki came back to do the fashion, like the Gary bit. Yeah, of course, with the vodka. And then Tim came back to do the actual jewellery thing. Yeah. So Tim was like, you know, debating about Karen and Kevin and shit.
Oh, so he'd had to have watched it to know how to do it, or been told by Big Brother.
Yeah. So don't you think that's cool?
I want to see that. Have you got that file lined up? Can we watch
it.
That
yeah,
later?
Yeah, we can watch it, yeah. Yeah, it's cool. It's like, because it's like when you, like, bump into your teacher outside school. It's like, oh, what are you doing here? Like, you shouldn't be here.
I've been
like
thinking
that.
Like, oh, what if I bump into my therapist in real life? Because I actually want to meet her, and I'd like to, and I'd be like, it might be a bit odd.
Yeah.
And when you've only seen
she'd
someone...
She'd just ignore you. Yeah. She's like, walk straight past you like this.
Yeah, we're used to that in the gay world. It's ignoring people.
No.
You know, like, someone that you slept with. It's just like, oh, no, don't make eye contact.
I ain't just in the gay world.
And I also think there'll be a moment of, is that really that person? Because, like, you've only seen one.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like unexpected person. It's like when you see a celebrity out and about. It's like, oh, my God, I can't believe it's them.
Yeah.
Like, we saw Trevor Boris in Withersmith.
We met him before that.
Yeah.
At the producer's conflab.
Oh, yeah. Was he there?
Yeah.
Ah.
Because I said, Trevor, let's get a selfie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
he's
just like, why the hell do you know who I am?
Yeah. Hey, Peter. Oh, that's it.
Anyway, any words from Drew in the cab, or?
No, I haven't even got Drew's words in the cab. What did he actually say?
Not a lot, probably.
God, Drew. Probably like, oh, Big Brother, well, I should have kept Tully, but I didn't. Rock and roll.
No, he'd never admit he should have kept Tully.
No. Probably said Tim to win or something like that. That's the sort of thing you'd say.
And I think it was probably something philosophical and deep. Oh, he was getting a bit deep, wasn't he? Love and light. You've got your heart and soul. Whatever.
Head player, heart player.
Breaking up the band.
The band was broken up. Sad to say.
Well, Tim now never gets his chance to play with during the top 10.
No.
And he shit Tim. Tim fucked the opportunity to play with Drew in the top 10 by taking out Tully. So basically, Tim's written his own eviction.
Tim should have known Drew and Tully come as a pair. Jolly.
What do you think? We got Tim next week? Tim, we losing? Are we losing Tim next week?
Oh, I thought you meant on the podcast. Fingers crossed.
Doubt it. Fast tracking, well, it might happen.
Come on, let's do it. Are we losing Tim next week? It's a possibility. I think the others could rise up, Johnson and Alicia.
More importantly, is Reggie at risk next week? People are starting to come to the realisation they cannot beat her in the final.
No, they can't beat Tim or Reggie. In fact, I don't know who would win out of Tim or Reggie. Do you think Reggie would? 100%?
Yes. Yeah, I think Reggie would pip Tim, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
She's more ingrained in the psyche of Australia.
Yeah, and she's a nicer person as well than Tim.
She is. So. And she's also more of a worthy winner.
Yeah.
Not necessarily
the backstory.
Not necessarily for what she's done in the game.
Yeah, no.
More of a worthy
deserving,
cause.
Deserving. Yeah. Actually, it's deserving, right? No. More. I know what you mean. Tim is more deserving in the game. She's more deserving outside of the game, kind of thing.
She needs it more, I would
say. Yeah, that's what we're saying, yeah. But should that be a factor?
Should that be a factor?
Yeah.
Fear is not a factor for you.
But it's up to the public. They vote whatever way they want to vote.
You decide.
It's up to them, isn't it? It's not up to us. Well, hold on, we are them. Do we get a vote?
I think it's a phone line, so probably not.
Maybe we can get Braden Harvey to do a vote for us.
Oh, yeah, we could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He probably would.
Small price to pay for those essays that we have to read out. Speaking of which, maybe he sent one in.
Yeah, I think he has. Someone's emailed, I don't know who. Do you want to pause or should we?
I do want to pause. Let's have a little...
Let's have a little sojourn.
Comfort break.
Oh, no.
This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get hefty, ultra-strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
Welcome back. Dun, dun, dun. The inbox is empty.
Oh, we this forgot to plug the pod.
Yeah.
It's our fault.
Oh. Well, this is a call out to all those people that send us messages like... my friend Axe and
Where's Axe gone?
Yeah, Axe sent a message.
She's been Axe.
Like, you don't need to wait till we put a tweet out there. You know it's coming on the weekend. Just send us something when you've watched the episodes. Just give us your feelings and thoughts. We're crying out here.
Please.
Well, Laurie sent us an email. We've also got something from Dan from last week, which we missed because we were...
Oops.
Drunk.
Yeah.
Anyway, and we're trying to wrap that shit up. The subject line was time to go. And the question was, bear in mind this came in 7 days ago, who needs to go next?
Oh.
And why is the most interesting thing Gabby's done is lose comps, yawn. who would you say needs to go next?
I think Alicia, because I think she's the brains behind the operation.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. She does rile... She just... Something about her turns me a little bit off. Yeah, and I don't know why.
She rubs me up the wrong way.
Yeah. Why does... What is that?
I don't know. I think she's a bit, like, chavvy and just, like, boring. Yeah, but
is that sort of judgmental of someone's social class, though, isn't it?
Judgmental? How fucking dare you? I'm not judgmental in this one. I think I am being a bit judgmental.
Arguably, we shouldn't dislike people for that reason.
No, well, not chavvy, then.
She ain't got much class, has she?
Yeah, like, the fake lips, and she just looks, like, rough. I don't know, but she has got, she is the brains, so.
I mean, you could say she's playing a good game.
Yeah, she is playing a good game. Her and Johnson are the big threats of the newbies.
Do you think Australia feel like we do? Will Australia like Alicia?
I don't think so. What's to like? What? There's nothing to like about her.
Don't think so, darling.
I'm scared of chickens. Shut up.
I'm willing her out of the door, to be honest. But also... Taras after this week.
Oh, I forgot about Taras.
But he's also been quite entertaining in many ways. Yeah, I liked
him up until this week. At least he's a bit of a wild card.
Mm.
I don't think he's got much loyalty to the new bees. But he doesn't have much loyalty to the old bees either. What will he do next, that mopped up?
Well, now he's in the middle. That's not a good place to be, is it? He'll probably be swiftly dealt with.
Middle might be a good place to be. Gabby's stuck in the middle with you, and she's OGs to the left of me, newbies to the right. I fucking hate that song so much. Who knows? Anything else?
Laurie's email is short and sweet.
Laurie, we told you to write longer.
She can't be bothered at this point. She's literally phoning it in. The Pictionary task would have been much funnier if the housemates were wearing Lycra shock suits. Just saying. Tart off an hour, loyal listener, Laurie.
There the booty go. Day.
Out of the whole week, that's all Laurie cares about. Nothing about Tully leaving.
Yeah, Laurie, nothing about the end of
Drew and Tully in the house together. Mm-hmm. She's done.
I'll tell you about Laurie. She's watching she's watching BB Can 4 now with her husband. And he hates Tim. He hated Tim when they just finished BBAU season 10. And he said, oh no, not this little prick again when they started watching BB Can 4. I was like, oh no, he's not going to be feeling this season whatsoever.
Shout out, Steve.
It's like me with Jack and hating on Iker. It's just like, shut up. Can you stop being horrible about Iker?
Can't come for the sacred ones, can you? Sacrilege.
Me and Jack, normally, I'd say... nearly 100% of the time like the exact same people. Mm-hmm. So when we like different people, it's like, feels wrong.
1.5% go fuck yourself.
Yeah, there's a frizzle onto it, but at the same time, it's like, shut up, leave Ike.
And then you're French today, aren't you?
Oh, I know. Oh, get me. And then Ike is like shouting at people, and it's like,
she's been a bit of a dick.
It's entertaining. Yeah. She's a bit of a bully, but she's entertaining. And he's like, oh, Dimitri's is just a puppy and a lapdog and a bit of a pussy. It's like, Dimitri's is loving that. Like, he can't believe his luck is with someone like Ike. Do you know what I mean? Just like, such a hater.
Also, he's gorgeous.
Do you think Dimitri's is gorgeous?
Yeah, you know, I had a thing for Dimitri's back then.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
He's very sweet. He is nice looking.
He's a really nice guy.
He's not my cup of tea.
But he's just a nice guy.
He's also a hell of a comp beast. He won so many comps towards the end there. But Kevin Webby had it all on lock. He'd revised before he went in.
That Kevin Robert Martin.
Oh, that slithering around that house. That snake.
Anyway, we better wrap this up.
No, let's carry on. I'm a bit concerned for what happens when Tim does go and when Reggie goes.
I'm worried now as well. I'm also very worried for Estelle, who I really like, and I want Estelle to make the final.
I mean, once Tim goes, I am going to struggle, I must say.
I think...
We have to keep either Estelle, Reggie, or Tim. I mean, is that all the OGs left? Yeah.
Reggie, Estelle, Tim.
That's it.
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, I think, I have to say, I think that this series is going to go bad at the end.
Yeah, same.
Which is probably what I may have thought about once Danny went. And actually, the end of the last series was pretty good because of the Ari and Tilly in the room twist.
Yeah, yeah.
So it needs Big Brother to pull something out like that if it goes really boring.
So Tim, they'll save Tim with a room if he goes.
Do you think?
I reckon. Like, yeah.
I got something for you.
Yeah, go on. Tim or Reggie, they'll save.
Is it you or somebody said on Twitter way back, Tim's the kind of housemate that will be saved. His eviction will be fake.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was you.
Oh, well, if it wasn't me, I agree with that sentiment.
It was like, Tim is the kind of housemate that when he gets evicted, it will be fake.
Yeah.
And
has to be. Yeah.
Estelle,
yeah,
who I didn't know at the time who she was, liked the tweet.
Oh, really?
A little clue.
Yes.
Estelle, your likes showed you. Yes. Showed that. But let's see.
I'm happy with that if that is the case.
I literally said, well, let's hope so.
Yeah. I'm happy with
it
that.
It was probably one of those people that are quite down on this version of Big Brother.
Yeah.
One of those haters like Brecky.
Oh, don't be a hater.
Don't be bitter.
Don't be bitter, Glitter. Our final girl band mention of the night. Now we're off to watch the Sugar Babes at Glastonbury.
Yeah, can we?
Well, I suppose so.
Yeah, that's
pretty So, follow me on Twitter, like at VM.
Follow me on Twitter, @BB_superfan.
Follow BB on Blast on all the usual platforms, our website, our Spotify. Leave us a 5-star review. Look at this, look at that, look at our Facebook, look at our Twitter.
If you fancy it, if you can afford it, give us a little donation on PayPal.
Yeah, £50 went out for the web hosting of BB on Blast. I was like, oh, shit. You'd already given me money towards that.
Well, our ad revenue went towards that, but that was not even half of that
money. No, so all the money you've donated...
How few people are listening to this.
all the money you've donated, which is fuck all, by the way, has gone into just keeping our website up. Tragic, really. I wonder why we bother. Look, we're trying to get Tim on for you. What more do you want?
Yeah, we'll work on that.
We need to, are we actually going to work on that?
Yeah,
we
but it's
to.
Only for our Patreons. So. Sorry.
It's only for our Matreons. read my book, First Aid Kit Girl, the only book I'll ever write because I can't be bothered with you people.
Yeah, and email us.
You people.
bbonblastpod@gmail.com. We want to know. Who do you want to see in the final?
Who do you think will be in the final? Who do you want to see in the final? Do you think Tim will get a secret room? And,
who should be the winner and why is it Reggie?
Also, the BB US start date has dropped. What was it?
Fuck knows.
It's like 3 days after BBAU finishes or 3 days before or something like that. Isn't it?
Great. And we are looking for a new presenter because I'm done with it.
No, you ain't. Give it a chance. Okay. So BB, we will be covering BB, whatever it is, 24 as well. That's it. We're out.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Big brother.
Big brother, favorably.